Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your Friday out there, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Don't you want to just say Wojcicki, like, just over and over?
Over and over. I want to change my last name. God's the way she says it. Yeah. It's great.
Well, every time I hear it, even if I'm in the car, like, I'm so like, Wojcicki.
It's good to have back. We got a lot of things going on this morning. We're leading into 9 o'clock hour FRM Fridays. Heartstring's going to be joining us. Looking forward to Ben and Katie being in studio with us.
It's our lucky day.
It really is. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're this hour, not only Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. We'll grab some qualifiers for that. A little bit later, we'll get a new My Agent some more work as we get a Star of the Day from Culver's.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. Right now, let's dive into Labor Day. Did you know Monday is also Labor Day in Canada? Canada is also going to be celebrating Labor Day on Monday.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah. And in Japan, they mix Labor Day with Thanksgiving. It's actually called Labor Thanksgiving Day, and it'll be celebrated on November 23rd. Here, a former... isn't that interesting? It's weird. It's weird. Yeah. But, I mean, that's, you know, that it works. Here are some other interesting ones to kind of just have some fun with here. Oregon was the first state to make Labor Day an official public holiday back in 1887. It caught on quick. By the time it became a federal holiday in 1894, 30 states were officially celebrating Labor Day.
That's cool.
35% of the workforce belongs to unions in the 1950s and was a peak union. Now it's just 10.3%. I kind of think a lot of us knew that, but hearing the stats of something like that is a little more, it really kind of sinks in a little
more. Yeah, and thinking about the time frame, you know, that really wasn't, I mean, yes, it was a while ago, but it's really not that long ago.
No.
And to have that big of a difference.
And I think that the idea of unions back then had such a bigger place than they do now, but they... In certain jobs, they have just as much of a need as they did back then.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think that probably depends who you ask. You know,
right,
what I mean? Like,
yes,
like what perspective that you come at it from.
There's been a lot more power given to employees, and employees have taken back a lot more power. So the need of unions in certain jobs and certain fields haven't been as needed. But then when you look at, like, some of these big conglomerates, and I'm not picking on conglomerates here, but they have the tendency, especially as we've seen in the news in recent years, to treat their employees less than, like your Amazons in this. And I'm not picking on them. I'm using them as a prime example. Prime example. Oh, my gosh. I just...
all right.
That's
mic
it.
Drop.
Done.
We're
I'm
done.
Done. I'm done, everybody. I know. I can't... I cannot... I can't keep doing this to you people. You deserve
better.
But
you better. Know what? The best part was your face, because it was like you didn't really realize that you did it until it came out.
I need new writers. I need new writers. The way Amazon has treated their employees is, I mean, it's been
documented. It's a prime example. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. It is.
So they need a union. They should have a union. Starbucks, same type of thing. But as far as, like, you know, some of the businesses that come after in the next tier, I don't know if they need them as much. So it's a hit or miss kind of thing. When you see a thing like that where the drop in the amount of unions we have in the country has gone down by that significant amount, you do have to ask questions, I think. According to a new Gallup poll, 71% of Americans said that they support labor unions. That's the highest percentage since 1965, when it was 68%. In one poll, 68% of people said Labor Day is their favorite holiday, which seems like it pretty high, but that's cool. You know,
yeah, it is. Although I don't know. Like, if someone says to you, James, what's your favorite holiday? I'm just being completely honest. Like, mm-hmm. For me, I don't even think about, like, Memorial Day, Labor Day. You know, I think of, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving,
right,
Halloween,
mm-hmm.
Maybe the 4th.
The big
and
the
Easter.
Big ones.
You know what I mean? Like, those are the ones that I think of.
Yeah. I don't really, I don't know. I don't think I've ever met anybody that said Labor Day was their favorite holiday, but I've also never met anybody that doesn't look forward to Labor Day.
So. Or, yeah, well, yeah. For sure.
Right? 53% of Americans plan to get out of town for Labor Day weekend, and 36% plan to travel by car. Gas prices have been falling for almost 2 months now, but the average price of regular gasoline is still up 23% from last Labor Day.
I was gonna say, but have they fallen enough?
Yeah, right. celebration plans vary by generation. Gen Zers are more likely to go out for food and drinks, travel, and attend or host a party, while boomers are most likely to gather with family and friends. And
that's what I was, like grill out or something. But, you know, I don't know. We grill all year. So for me, it's not like the last, you know, the last cookout or something.
I grew up with a man that there is no, literally no time of year where you're not going to grill. If he wanted to grill, he was going to grill.
Yeah, agree.
I can't think that my father is the only one in the Midwest that found a way to rig his garage open so that he could have his grill and the garage door would cover him when it was snowing.
Right, or so you don't get too much of the cold draft, maximum efficiency of your grill.
Out there in a Dago tee, just grilling away like it's summer, like it's July or something like that. And his sons are the same way. Me, my brother,
for sure.
Same way. Yep. Love you, Dad. Celebrations may plan. The Gen Xers are most likely to grill. That's interesting.
Love you, Dad, but love the steaks more.
Yeah. He makes a mean hamburger.
See?
It's so good.
Love
so
the burgers.
Good. The man is a Cal Ripken streak going with it. He's never made a bad one. And Gen Xers are the most likely to grill. I'll own up to that. Yeah. Although they keep. They keep messing with this, Terry.
Like which generation we are?
Yeah. We had that conversation a little while ago.
But it's true.
It is. 51% of Americans have gone a year or longer without taking a vacation. Some of us never have.
Yeah, I was going to say you.
Yeah. I think that if you can do this in today's day and age with the way things are. I don't think you're going to have a bigger cheerleader than me as far as encouraging people to do this. I am also owning that I'm a hypocrite about this because I talk every summer about doing things and encourage people to do stuff, and all I do is work. I got to get better about it. I own up to that, and I admit it.
You know, and even if people don't travel or like do something in particular on mm-hmm. you know what I mean, on vacation, I'm a firm believer in the value of resting and rejuvenating and resetting, and I was not always like that, but I really think that that's really important, and it's really good for people and helps them just really be their best self, right? You know, you need a reset.
Yeah,
I'm not saying you specifically, but James, no, you need a reset.
But I do. Yeah, it just happens to be the person in the room. That does fit.
But I think that you know there's certainly value in that, and I will tell you though. And to not be hypocritical about it, like that's something I push on my employees. Like I'll be like, hey, you know, you still have 10 vacation days left this year and you need to use them. You know, like it's important. It's there for a reason.
It is.
Yes, it's there for you to do things that you want to do, of course. But it's also about just, again, rejuvenating, refreshing, being our best self and getting some things. Maybe it's just getting things done at home. You know, it just an opportunity to feel like you've done what you need to do there so you can be, you know, you're more effective all the way around. I mean, I just think it's really important.
It is very important. And if there is a silver lining of having to take a step back from acting right now, it has forced me to kind of like have more downtime to twiddle my thumbs, if you will. And I'm not very good at that, and I'm trying to get better about it, but I'll say that this has been one of those. I wouldn't even be as far as along as I am if it wasn't for having this forced on me.
But even to have a
don't
day,
have it forced on you,
like
do
you
it yourself.
Could, you, I mean, just thinking about you, I would think you would enjoy like I don't know, go to Devil's Lake for the day, or you know what I mean, like
yeah,
like
I
spend
would.
Some time outside and just take that time.
Well, even around here we get so many nice parks. I love the Fireman's Memorial over there. I love taking Sam and walking over there. Things like that. Yeah, and especially with the extra day off this weekend. Even people like me can fit the time in. So make sure to do that for yourself. You deserve it. 51, the current unemployment rate is 3.5%, which is the lowest it's been in half a century. And actually, it's tied for the lowest that it was at that point. The only other months that it's been 3.5 were January and February of 2020. And then, of course, what happened in March of 2020? 87% of people think that they should get a raise to keep up with inflation. But it isn't just inflation. 55% say that they have worked harder since the pandemic began. And I think almost everybody I know could agree with that. You know?
Well, I think everybody had to adapt. You know what I mean? Like, I think we'd be hard pressed to find someone who didn't have to change something about their work as a result of the pandemic.
Well said. Yeah. And you are hard pressed to find a business that didn't adapt to that.
Right.
I think it's really interesting when we, if you think about right now, 2020, and think about 2032, 2042, how people are going to look back at this time, how we're going to look back at this time. And there's so many fascinating parts of it and everything. I'm not saying that it's such a gray area thing. There's good, there's bad, there's negative, there's positive. It's just life. It's just interesting, too.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that when we see like the results of these numbers, the results of people putting more time into their mental health, more time into their well-being, when we start seeing, like a lot of us believe, that this will also make our economy better, will make our businesses better, will make our day-to-day lives better, which will make our kids' lives better. You know, and this has a true trickle-down effect. That is a phrase that gets thrown around a lot, that and it didn't really mean anything. It actually, there is an actual, like, thought process to that that can actually exist. Very seldom does it do it in an economy, but it can actually do it in many other ways. One of the best examples is you're in a theater, you're watching a movie, and you know everybody starts laughing, and you're kind of one of the last people to laugh, and you maybe not even found it that funny, but you are caught up in the laughter. Sure. You are caught up in the moment. These things have a trickle-down effect. Hopefully, this is you know one of them. I don't know. I don't see much of a reason not to look at it on the positive side of it. I wanted to get into this with you, Terry. I thought this would be a lot of fun to dive into. No, actually, we don't have time for that one. Okay, I got an audible here. I got an audible. I just looked at the clock and realized what time it was. So let's get into this. And this is the opposite of fun. This might be even a little weird. A new poll asked how many people you've kissed in a romantic way throughout your life. And the most common response was 5 to 10. 20% of people said that, and it was the same percentage of men and women. So both sexes saying the same thing.
So what are we going to do? Take a break so we can count?
Yeah, right. 27% of people picked options because I got no clue. I have no clue. I'm going to be honest about this.
I'm like trying to, you know, like, does this start like in eighth grade? Like your first boyfriend or girlfriend? It must,
it's gotta,
right?
It's got to, yeah.
Right?
27% of people picked options that are less than 5, and 3% saying that they haven't kissed anyone yet. 30% said more than 10%, and 12% claiming it's 26 or more. Men were more likely to say that. 12% of people say that they have
26 or more?
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, dude.
12% of people say that they have no idea how many people they have kissed romantically, and another 10% said that they prefer not to say.
They don't kiss and tell, James.
Yes, yes, which I respect that. That is a gentlemanly way. I will say that there is a catalyst here, it seems, with the romantic way part. So I don't know if you consider your first kiss that or not. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
But they each their own. Now, that's a little bit easier to decipher. I still don't have a number for you, but that is a little bit easier to decipher than just, you know, how many people you've kissed.
For sure.
And saying this out loud, I immediately feel very, very badly about my physical career, we'll say. You know, my physical career. I'm starting to question a lot of my decisions all of a sudden.
That is a funny survey.
That is kind of weird. It is also, have so many follow-up questions. I want to know, like, if you're saying 26 or more and you're like 60 or 70, like, that seems okay. That makes a little sense. But if you're saying 26 or more and you're not even 26 yet, it might be a little different.
But if you're like 70, mm-hmm. you're kind of the generation where you probably stayed married. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not saying marriage was more sacred, but I'm just saying like longevity, right?
Yeah,
or maybe you were married like
right.
one or two times. So probably you've been connected to the same person. So mm-hmm. hopefully should not be kissing others romantically.
Yes, very true.
So to me, that would be odd. I'm more inclined to think a younger person would have more. Mm. I don't know. It's a funny question, but here's where I want to know.
Mm.
Where did all of our I don't knows go?
Yeah.
You know, every time we have a survey, we have all these dorks that are like, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I don't know what a kiss is.
Then why are you taking the survey? Why are you doing it? Nobody forced
But they're not around for this kissing survey.
No. And actually on this one, the prefer not to say, I don't have
I
an issue with
sweet.
That.
I think that's sweet. Yeah, that's kind of cute.
That's the way I was raised. You know, not the kiss and tell, not thing. You know, kiss and tell. That's just kind of one of the, I don't know. That it just seemed like the way to do it. But if you're doing a survey, you can't, it's a little hard to do that.
Yeah. You know, okay, so since we have a like a 30 seconds here for an Audible, for another Audible, because I was thinking about our conversation before about people spending money this weekend.
Yeah.
So then I had to do a quick count. There are only 16 Saturdays between now and Christmas Eve.
Wow. Wow.
And everyone just turned off the radio. But I'm telling you, for me, this is very intriguing. Like, I need to get shopping.
She's like this off air too, everybody. It's relentless.
And you should get shopping too.
Yeah. She probably should. Actually, I feel really. I've got a couple of things. I don't have anybody like taken care of already, but I've got like a couple of things already for like the big ones in my, you know.
I can't shop early because I'll just keep shopping all the way right up to you.
Yeah, see, that's an also.
I just will not quit. So I can't. I know people who are done with their Christmas shopping. I'm like,
oh yeah,
weird because I can't. No,
mm-mm. No, I can't do that. No, but I do know that you're absolutely
16
right.
16 Saturdays.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun with Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club on mornings on WFHR. It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is time to get some celebrating going, everybody, and treat yourself because Misty's is open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. And, of course, we are grabbing qualifiers not just for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. Want to right away thank everybody that got us this list. We've got a huge list today. Cannot tell you how excited we are for that.
Oh, do I get to pick some winners?
Yes, and I forget, we got Monday off, so we also have Monday birthdays to celebrate.
I like doing this.
Yeah, this is fun. I love it when this happens. So let's go ahead and dive right into getting ourselves some qualifiers. First up, Terry, I need a 1 or 2.
2.
All right, that gives us that qualifier. Then I need a 1 through 3.
2.
Why was that so funny to me? Another 1 through 3.
Because I'm going to say
you're gonna,
2.
You're going to do it. Oh gosh, that's it. And finally, on Monday we only have one name.
It's a one or a one.
Yeah, we got that. All right, so we get to dive right into the celebrating. Number two, first up on the list is Barb Mancuso.
Oh, happy birthday, Barb!
Barb, enjoy your day. Hope it's a great one for you, and we wish you a great one. And our qualifier for today is Alex Romansky.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Alex, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. Moving on to Saturday, we want to wish a very happy birthday to one of our friends at UW Extension office, Wendy Young.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy does a good job over there. Wish you a good one. I also want to wish a happy birthday to Joe Clev.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Enjoy your day, Joe. And our qualifier for Saturday, September 3rd, is Tammy Abel.
Happy birthday.
Tammy, enjoy your day. Hope it's a fantastic one for you. Moving on to Sunday, want to wish a happy 46th anniversary to Jim and Deb Tellickson.
Happy anniversary.
Jim and Deb, enjoy your day. Hope it's a fantastic one for you. We want to wish a very happy birthday to a great friend of ours around here, Mr. Gene Delicio.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Gene.
Big fan of Gene's. I like Gene. Gene is, and I will say this too, even when our stations separated, Gene kept in contact. He still, I heard from like maybe a month or two ago.
That's cool.
We still share sports stories here and there. He messages Pam all the time like, hey, I think James would find this, or you know, I think your audience would or something. And we try to do the same with him. That doesn't exist in media very often. I appreciate people like Gene, these like old school guys that still have there's still honor among us here, you know, and I like that. And Gene's very good at what he does, by the way, also. He's got a story to tell, like, just about every time he's on the air, and I love it. I can listen to every one of them.
Very cool.
A great day, Gene. And our qualifier for this Sunday, September 4th, celebrating their 51st anniversary. Oh, that's beautiful. It hits my romantic heart. Chuck and Gail Gibbons.
Awesome. Happy anniversary, guys.
Chuck and Gail. That sounds really good together, too. Yeah. Chuck and Gail. I like that. Chuck and Gail, no wonder you made it 51 years. So we wish you another 51 and a great one. And you are a qualifier on Sunday, you two. So enjoy. And on Monday, we have one name to put the spotlight on, Mr. Phil Johnson.
Very cool. Happy birthday.
Phil, enjoy your day. Hope it is a great one for you. And thank you to everybody again that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Appreciate you doing that, everybody.
It's really fun to have a full list.
It really is. It's so much. It's so nice. Keep them coming. Send me your birthdays and anniversaries to info@WFHR or james@WFHR.com. And, of course, you can direct message us on Facebook. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Taking a look at our celebrity list real quick, fantastic and hilariously funny stand-up comedian, great writer. Cat Williams is 51. 53 for KC from KC and JoJo from Jodeci. You remember that?
Yeah.
I love that. He's a good singer, a very good singer. And great, great songwriters, too. Two of my favorite actors back-to-back here, and I think Selma Hayek is 56 today.
And then it must be Nicolas Cage's birthday?
No. Selma Hayek, I genuinely think may be the most beautiful person on the planet. she might be very cool. Like, she has been her whole career. She's gotten so much more like well-rounded as an actor. She played Frida Kahlo in a movie a while back, and it was a crime she did not win an Oscar for it. She is so much more than a beautiful face and hips and all these other things. And, kind of in a Latin attitude that she kind of gets stereotyped for sometimes. Like, that woman is an all around. She reminds me so much of like a Sophia Loren, where Sophia Loren, for so much of her career, they focused on her beauty. That woman could act. That woman was good. I feel like we're finally starting to do that with Selma Hayek as she gets older and starting to see, she's
appreciate not, much yeah, more of her yeah. talent. Yeah.
And you can make that argument in some ways for the next guy, Keanu Reeves, who is 58. Keanu made a big career out of Bill and Ted and a lot of movies like that.
I forgot about that. What's the surfing movie? Like the first
Point
one?
Break.
Point Break.
Yeah.
Yes. That's kind of my first recollect. Well, I mean, clearly I couldn't remember the movie, but
yeah.
But that's kind of my first recollection of him.
He's turned this into like Neo in the Matrix, Theodore, of course, he's turned Theodore from Bill and Ted into Neo from the Matrix to John Wick to 100 other great roles. He is a all around great actor,
like, and
just
how old
a
is
solid
he?
Guy. 58.
Oh, okay.
And my God, he doesn't look it. He looks younger than I do. It's not fair.
He probably takes vacations.
Big probably. Yeah. Well, he lives in Hawaii. Because I could ramble about his acting a lot. I did when I was going to UCLA, one of the classes that we had, we were supposed to take two actors, a modern actor and an older actor, and dissect their role choices. Keanu Reeves has pretty much chosen every role he's ever done, doesn't really have an agent or anything. And so doing this, I ended up finding out he lives in Hawaii, and there are literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of good stories about him. I'm a Hawaiian native. I'm at the mechanic shop, and I don't have the money to fix my vehicle, and all of a sudden it's paid for. And Keanu Reeves did it. And I didn't even tell anybody. He just did it.
Like, that's cool.
There's hundreds and hundreds of stories like that. He's just one of those guys. So as great of an actor as he is, as much as butt as he kicks as Neo or John Wick, he's an even better human being. Eric Dickerson is 62, the goggles-wearing football Hall of Famer, one of the better running backs in NFL history. One of the better tennis players in human history, especially if we're talking American tennis, Mr. Jimmy Connors is 70 years young.
70.
Tennis Hall of Famer. It's interesting seeing what's going on with Serena Williams right now, because the last time I saw something like this or remember something like this is with Jimmy Connors, when they kind of rolled him out at Roland Garros and U.S. Open. And he was an old man tennis-wise.
I can remember, I don't know why, when I was a kid, my parents had tennis rackets. I have no clue why. but I do remember that I always remember his name because he, like, his signature was on. I mean, he didn't sign it, but his signature was on one of them.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
He was one of my first like favorite tennis players. Like, I was such a sucker for. I think it was hard not to be in the 80s. There were so many great American tennis players.
Maybe it was the flipped up collar thing on the polo. Maybe it was just the whole. Well, how it all looked.
You know, Agassi kind of gets credit for the style thing, but almost every tennis player had a little bit of style to them. Yeah,
for sure.
Even McEnroe had a little bit of that when he wasn't like losing his mind and stuff and throwing his racket. Connor's one of the greats.
There's always one.
Oh, there is. Oh, and he was great. He could back it up, too. He was good on the court, too.
Be good at it.
Mm-hmm. Mark Harmon is 71. He is Leroy Jethro Gibbs on NCIS, but I think a lot of us 80s kids know Mark Harmon from so many other things.
Oh, for sure. But I do think he's held on.
People really like him
in NCIS.
He's got a great, like, actors don't get this very often. He's got a good fan base. They follow him whatever he does.
And it doesn't matter if it's a crappy show. You know what I mean? They just like him.
He's earned that, too. He's a solid actor. He's one of those guys that, to me, he's what a TV actor should be. Like, he hits all the marks that you want out of a TV actor. I've never seen him do bad work. A good actor. I'm really happy for him that with his career, that a lot of the 80s, 90s actors that kind of got, like, chewed and spit out, he kind of kept going and falls into this NCIS show, and boom, you know, he's had the next 10 years booked. And that's all you can ask for as an actor, is a steady paycheck.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And one person we want to honor on this day, Christy McAuliffe. She was born on this day in 1948, passed away in 1986. She was the school teacher who passed away in the Challenger explosion.
Oh, yeah. Krista McAuliffe? Is that
Krista McAuliffe.
Yeah.
Thank you. I always mispronounce her last
name.
No,
I just was... Yeah. I remember. Isn't that funny? I remember so much about that.
It was yesterday, Terry. With the passing of... The former Soviet Union head Boris.
I don't know.
My goodness, it is too early for me right now. My brain has not been working. I'm going to be honest with you. What'd you say, Pam? Gorbachev. Thank you, Pam. Appreciate you, Pam. Good to see you, Pam. Good morning.
Mikhail Gorbachev?
Mikhail Gorbachev. Yeah. With that, I started immediately thinking of the Berlin Wall falling down, and that felt like a little older. But the Challenger explosion, no matter what, every time it pops in my head, it feels like it was like yesterday.
I think
yesterday.
It was just, we were all in the TV room at school.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Now they all have TVs. But for us, we had to either go to the room where the TV was or find a James to wheel it to our room.
Yep. That was always my job. I'm lucky to still be here. Like,
you are lucky to be alive.
When that happened, it was a moment where everything stopped.
Yeah.
Everything stopped on that. And she's got an incredibly nice biography out by her mother. That was one of the better books I've read. It's called. I'm not sure what. I don't see the name of it here. But I did want to say, just to honor her, one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard in my life. And when I first started teaching, I thought of her, and I thought of the quote, and it got me to kind of like refocus about what teaching is. We were talking earlier about what makes a good MC. I didn't realize going into it, because I had never done teaching. Teaching is not about you. It's about everything outside of that. It has the least to do with you. And her quote, "I teach, I touch the future." That is one of the greatest quotes I'll ever hear in my life. And incredible human being, incredible American. An American hero right there. So again, want to wish everybody celebrating your birthday or anniversary today a great one. Enjoy your day. You got a 3-day weekend.
Woo-hoo!
Celebrate the extra day. Enjoy and get us your more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Thank you so much for getting us all of these. Celebrate with our friends in Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. After Melissa's news, we'll get into making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's on WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up at 424-2600 and let us know what TV show this is from. And you'll win yourself two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Want to send a big shout out to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's, wish them a good morning, and thank them for sponsoring this segment. We appreciate them doing that. Terry, I think we should go ahead and get ourselves a winner here, so let's do it. We're going to play it. Get ready to call 424-2600 as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, and let Terry and I know what TV show this is from.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
I love this show.
Oh, and instantly call it right away. All right, let's go ahead and see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning, what's your answer?
Gilligan's Island.
Hey, there we go. Let me get the dinging bell here. Yes. It's not official until we hit the winning bell. Nicely done, sir. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Sure, this is Bill.
Bill, hey, Bill, what town are you calling us from?
Lake Wasatcha.
All right, Bill. Thank you so much. You knew that instantly, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was very easy. Yeah.
Who's your favorite Gilligan's Island character?
Yeah, that's the tough one.
Oh, gosh, the professor.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah, that was my papa's favorite, I think. Yeah, that's great. That's an awesome answer, Bill. Nicely done. Yeah, I actually got looking at my list of how long we've been doing this and how many we've done. We've had a couple of repeats, but we have never done Gilligan's Island.
Isn't that odd for all the lists we've made?
Yeah.
Very cool.
So, Bill, you got it right away. We appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in and playing along. Bill, hang on the line. Going to get some information from you, but you are our newest star of the day.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
Have a great weekend, Bill. Have a great Labor Day. That was fun. I love it when there's a quick winner like that. The only catch is that we don't get to hear the whole theme song. We don't get to hear a lot of it, but that's a fun one. I really like that show.
Do you remember when it used to be playing after school?
Yes.
I don't know if you rode the bus, but I'd get off the bus you'd have a snack or whatever after school, and that was on.
It was, and I don't remember.
Ginger.
I like Gilligan. I did. I actually liked Gilligan and the
skipper.
The skipper's relation, like the whole like slapstick relationship they had, and everything was always funny to me. But they had the Addams Family and then at Gilligan's Island, or it was vice versa, something like that. When you got home from school, I remember that. Watch them almost every day with my nan and pop. We're gonna talk to Bill, get some information from him. I'm gonna get him hooked up with my agent because he is our newest star of the day. Again, a big thank you to our Wisconsin Rabbits callers who have fun with us with this segment. Do some great work in town here. Get some callers in your life. Get on over there. It's
absolutely
good.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk to Bill. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR.
Brought it back.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR.
This is my Crank It song in the car.
Right on. That beat, it has to be. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's eternal, that beat.
Every bad thing I've said about the bumper music, I take back.
It's an amen. They lined up for you today. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Terry and James here with you. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning. We're leading you right to the top of the hour, where we are going to be welcoming Heartstrings. Ben and Katie joining us for another FRM Friday. A shout out to Connie and our friends at FRM Music. She's going to be joining us a little bit later during Morning Magazine. We'll talk more about the concert coming up, the free concert, I should say.
Awesome.
Coming up Saturday, September 10th. Talk more about that in just a little bit. I do want to remind the audience of some programming changes that are happening here with the station. Today, we are going to be moving Over the Back Fence. So today will be the last official day for the weekday version of Over the Back Fence. Join Seth for that. Items you're looking for and items you want to sell. And I'm going to be on there with him. We're going to talk a little bit about our Labor Day lineup. Let our audience know what they have to look forward to Labor Day morning, because we will not be here. Our staff has the day off.
Taking it off.
I'm looking forward to that, and looking forward to having another good show here and Over the Back Fence's new time slot, which is going to be Saturdays at 11, starting September 10th. That'll be next Saturday. It'll be starting there, and it'll lead right into the Sunshine Polka Show and Native Roots, and it's going to be an
gather
really nice
up your
lineup.
Gather up your things to sell. Right, get ready for that show.
The show is going to stay the same. It's just moving. So when you want to send us items for that, you can keep doing that the way you always have. You want to call into the show? Now you'll have if you are a person like a lot of us that work during the work week, you'll have Saturday to be able to kind of call in more loosely. And we really think that this is going to be able to enhance the show and give it a real jolt that it needs. Anybody that's been listening to this station for years, like most of us have, you know that the show has not gotten the consistent callers for a long time that it really needs, that a call-in show needs. The necessity of Over the Back Fence 20 years ago is very different than now. There's a lot of other ways people sell their items and look for items. We want to be able to keep the show around, but we also want to make it, there's got to be a reason to have the show.
Sure, but the reality is there's things like Marketplace and Craigslist and all of those, different options. So
I will say that when it comes to, Bill Heck joins us with a monthly veterans update on that show.
Or United Way joins for volunteer opportunities.
We are just going to be shifting those things to our morning show here. and doing it that way. There will also be other...
You mean a little less of our wit in the morning?
Maybe. We'll see. But I will tell you this. There is no way that we will not still be getting those things to you.
Keeping those connections in place.
We'll get that monthly veterans update from Bill as long as Bill wants to do it. And that kind of stuff's not going anywhere. And we're looking forward to this. It should be fun. I want to dive into this with you, Terry. And this is all about perseverance. This is to me at least. The Voice returns this month along with Blake Shelton. He's still the only coach to appear on every season over the past 11 years. Wow, it's been
that's pretty impressive.
Years. Yeah, but what about country singers who have been contestants? Here are 9 country stars who got rejected by The Voice and American Idol back in the day. Maureen Morris is number 1 on this list.
Oh, Maren.
Maren Morris.
I didn't realize she was on there.
She failed to make the cut on The Voice and Idol. She says it was a blessing in disguise, though.
Makes her work a little harder, right? I mean, whatever. Figure out what those challenges are and do something about it. Maybe you just have something to prove. If you get voted off.
So, I certainly don't know country music inside and out like I do some music, but just glancing at this list, I know all these names, so I think that there's a lot to be said about that. Luke Combs is number 2 on the list. He got rejected by The Voice, but not because he didn't have the chops. They told him he wasn't interesting enough for the show.
Wow.
So... that becomes a thing of you don't. It sounds like, and from what I've heard of Luke Combs, he sounds very good. He sounds like he knows what he's
awesome.
Doing. I can see why he has a record deal. It's more
so just
about
a regular
packaging yourself.
So just a regular guy. He's not doesn't have enough drama that surrounds him.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, I guess
it's kind of refreshing, isn't it?
I think so. I would give that guy a record contract. I don't care about that stuff. But for every Blake Shelton, there's a Luke Combs. There's that. I think that Luke, just from what I've heard of them, and again, not my wheelhouse, Luke Combs like dwarfs a lot of the country stars that have big names that I see.
He's really good and very popular right now.
But he doesn't have a lot of the pomp and circumstance, some of them. Hillary Scott from Lady A, she auditioned for Idol twice. This is a big one to me, especially considering modern times. Kane Brown. He tried out for X Factor and also American Idol. Neither one of them worked. They actually had told him that they didn't think he would get a record deal. Ouch. Yeah. Somebody's laughing right now, and it's Mr. Brown.
Good for him.
Yeah. Again, he really stayed persistent at it. And like a lot of country stars, did it the way that you have to in that industry. Some industries, you can kind of make it on a smile or an auto-tune or something like that. I genuinely believe that there's some other forms, not just country music. But if you're going out to Nashville, if you're going out to Memphis or something like that, you better know how to do... You really have to actually be able to back this up. You have to have some talent. You can't just be a bunch of rhinestones or pomp and circumstance. Like, you got to be able to play.
Isn't that funny? How would you like to be the screener for, like, The Voice? I would not want to.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
At least Idol, they do the smaller competitions that roll up.
That would be kind of a lot
of pressure.
I've talked to a lot of agents about this that have turned down like people. Like it's famously known that the Beatles, when they were first taking tapes for their Apple company and everything, David Bowie sent them one and they sent it back. I'm like, nah, I'm not interested. I'm like, it's David Bowie. Even the Beatles missed out.
You should
on
be
some,
interested.
You know?
Yeah.
I would not want to be that guy just because of that. Like, for every like big star I found, there's going to be that one that I missed, and that's all anybody will focus on.
Yep.
Mickey Guyton, she tried out for Idol and barely missed the top 24. Lane Hardy, but doesn't really count. They say, yes, he missed the cut on season 16 of American Idol, but then he won season 17. So why is he on this list?
Oh, so he made it. Well,
yeah, I guess
he was cut once.
Yeah, true. Jimmy Allen. Jimmy Allen auditioned for season 10 of Idol, did not make the cut. Colton Swan from the Swan Brothers. He got cut from Idol, and then he and his brother placed third on season 4 of The Voice. And Chris Lane. Chris Lane, he and his twin brother Corey tried out for season 7 of Idol in 2008. They made it on TV, but it didn't go very well. Apparently, was not ready for prime time. but that's one of those things too, where when that kind of thing happens, it's just about repetition. It's just about experience and getting a chance to do it more and more.
Well, and I have to think, even though it's required, you know, we're talking about this in the break, like some things are just part of the job, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever the job might be. But sometimes I would think some of these artists literally just want to play their music. Like, yes. they don't all want to be showmen, and you have to be, right? If that's what you're going to do. But I have to think that there are some that just, that's not their highest priority.
Agreed. We'll get a That Ain't Right story in real quick here, because we gotta.
Because we should.
Yes. If you're the manager of an Olive Garden, you may be having a rough week. A tractor trailer wrecked on a Tennessee highway on Tuesday afternoon, and unfortunately, it was packed with jars of Alfredo sauce.
Oh, dang.
So it required a massive cleanup that continued into yesterday. Workers were even using a bulldozer to scoop up all the sauce of broken glass.
The broken glass is bad, but but aside from that, like just the sea of Alfredo, would that be kind of funny?
I don't know if the national news reported on this or not, but there were just a row of Italian men and women just along the highway, just crying. My God, why? Why? I was one of them. I was down there reporting live. I was trying to get the tears out of my eyes.
My daughter, who Olive Garden is always her first pick, she would also be crying.
The day before, another big rig crashed in California, and that one was carrying a ton of tomatoes. It's hard to imagine anything being messier than Alfredo sauce, but tomatoes aren't far off. Where was the noodle truck? Where was the noodle truck?
Where is the noodle truck?
We just needed the noodle truck to smash into this, and we're all good. Everything's covered. You don't have to clean anything up. We'll get it. Give me some. Give me a French loaf, and I'll get it with some bread. We'll get it. We'll
never mind the glass. Yeah, we're good.
It's all right. But builds character, Jimmy. Builds character. That ain't right. That ain't right. That's tough. That is a tough one. There's certain things that when they happen in the house, it's kind of like, how do I clean that?
Where do you start? Yes. Okay, so let's say you break a jar of Alfredo sauce.
Yes.
Do you start with the sauce or do you start with the glass?
Right.
Because you're not like sweeping up sauce.
No. But then on that level, though, I have no idea how you would even begin to.
My problem would be, how do I keep the dog out of it? Yes. You know, like, how do I not have Alfredo everywhere?
That is a good one. That's a good point right there. Some good stories of the day for you. A man named Sean McArdy recently went for a swim in the pool at the Flamingo in Las Vegas and made a crazy discovery. His doppelganger. They even had similar facial hair, as well as hats and glasses and everything. And now they're friends. It's just kind of a cool story. Just kind of fun.
It's kind of creepy.
It is a little creepy. It is a little creepy.
You look up and you're like, whoa, hey, dude.
Is there a mirror in there? A man has been reunited with a ring he lost while picking fruit over 50 years ago. His mother gave it to him for his 21st birthday, but it slipped off his finger as he picked strawberries in 1968. Someone found it using a metal detector, and the guy said, "The joy I felt in that moment is indescribable."
And you know what? Good on the metal detector person for not just shoving it in their pocket. I love that when you hear these stories.
Yeah. It really seems like everybody that's doing that, the metal detector thing, are like good people. Like, it seems like every one of them is a good person because you hear these stories all the time.
And they're awesome.
Yeah. And another thing that is awesome and doing some great, really, really great work is our United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, who are celebrating 80 years doing their thing. We are so proud and thankful to be a part of things with the United Way and work with the United Way. And we're not the only ones. There's very few people that come in here for Morning Magazine, and United Way does not come up no matter what we're talking about. The work that they do over there, the work that you guys do over there, Terry, it literally just finds a way to tapestry into everything in our society and our communities.
Well, we're very blessed to be in this community and to live in this community. And you and I mean, I know you're not a lifer here, but you're close, mm-hmm. right? I mean, mm-hmm. like, you know, this is our community. And mm-hmm. so to be able to care for our friends and neighbors that might have a need or have a situation is really a great and very fortunate opportunity. But this community always rises to the occasion. And I think that that's just really, really cool and speaks volumes about our citizens and about our people here and what it means to uplift each other.
The United Way is everything that a community should be. It is everything that we want and we hope for in our communities, and it helps us be our best selves. It helps us remind us sometimes of what we are capable of. It helps encourage us sometimes, and it helps support us sometimes. And the United Way has been doing incredible work for a very long time, not just in our community, but in many communities around the whole country. And when we're fortunate enough to have one like that we do in here in this area, in Adams and Southwood and Adams counties, celebrating 80 years, that's pretty exciting. And there's great ways to celebrate with the United Way. Certainly, we encourage you to and donate and invest in the community, and dollars and cents matter a lot. We all understand that. Volunteering goes a very far way, too. And there's other great ways you can donate. You can help the United Way celebrate 80 years. There's a great list of ways to do that on their website. Encourage you to do that. There's a lot of different things you can do.
Yeah, anything that you can do to help make this community a great place, we encourage it.
It's a great way to celebrate 80 years of the United Way. We will get out of the way and let Ben and Katie get in here, because we've got Heartstrings coming up, everybody.
Woo!
Yeah, it's FRM Fridays right here on...